On the very last day he could sign the Great American Outdoors Act before it would automatically become law without his signature, on August 4th, President Trump put his pen to one of the biggest bipartisan legislative victories in these times. But the story begins back in April of 2019, when the late civil rights leader and Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis originally introduced this multi-billion dollar measure. It addresses years of backlogged expenses for buildings and roads in the national park system. It also guarantees that every year, close to $1 billion will be available for conservation and maintenance of public spaces at the federal, state, and local levels. This June, the Senate finally agreed with 73 senators voting in favor. When 310 members of the House voted to accept some Senate amendments on July 22nd, the measure passed with a veto-proof majority. Living on Earth's Paloma Beltran has more.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado set the tone in the East Room of the White House during the presidential signing ceremony for the Great American Outdoors Act.
It was 127 years ago, Mr. President, in 1893, that Catherine Lee Bates climbed the top Pikes Peak, and she looked across the plains and mountains of Colorado and wrote the words to America the Beautiful. 127 years later, we passed the Great American Outdoors Act, which will truly protect and provide opportunities for all America to enjoy those wonders of this country that Catherine Lee Bates wrote about then. This is a remarkable opportunity to celebrate in the midst of acrimony, in the midst of partisanship, in the midst of times when the American people probably look out and wonder if they can get anything done. Congress came together to pass the most significant bill, the Great American Outdoors Act, in over 50 years, with the largest infusion of funding this country has ever seen.
Despite the bipartisan coalition that got the Great American Outdoors Act through Congress, no Democrats were on the list of speakers invited by President Trump.
The legislation I'm signing today builds on my administration's unwavering commitment to conserving and the grandeur and the splendor of God's creation. This is truly God's creation.
But the president struggled with some of the names of the parks.
We want every American child to have access to pristine outdoor spaces. When young Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon, when their eyes widen in amazement as Old Faithful bursts into the sky, when they gaze upon Yosemite's towering sequoias, their love of country grows stronger and they know that every American has truly a duty to preserve this wondrous inheritance. And that's what they're doing, and that's what we're doing. We're preserving an incredible inheritance.
Vice President Pence spoke of his familiarity with the national parks under Interior Secretary David Bernhardt.
Mrs. Pence and I spent a lot of time loading our kids in the minivans, driving out. We visited almost every major national park. That was the Pence family vacation. And I'm proud to say, as an early installment of this incredible investment in maintenance, Secretary Bernhardt had the Pences actually pounding nails and rebuilding the boardwalk at Old Faithful just last year. The American people know we have the best national parks in the world. The truth is, under the last administration, we saw a backlog of maintenance. For all the talk about the environment, we saw projects left aside and ignored, literally $20 billion of work left to be done. I know you'll be happy to know that this will also, we believe, create more than 110,000 infrastructure jobs. As we improve our national parks, we're putting Americans back to work.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Democratic members of Congress to an enrollment ceremony outside by the Capitol Plaza. Raul Grijalva of Arizona and chair of the House Committee on Natural Resources joined her.
The set aside for Indian Country to address the urgent maintenance and upkeep needs in Indian schools across Indian Country is also part of this legislation that was not noted enough. Let me just say it is historic, but it's very, very meaningful. My grandbabies will be able to look back and say, you know, Tata did a good thing once. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Joe Cunningham, a freshman from South Carolina, also took the podium.
And we showed the American people that despite an ongoing global pandemic and a divided government, we can still come together, legislate, and pass the most comprehensive conservation package of our lifetime. And, you know, there's an old saying that did not inherit this planet from our parents, but it's on loan to us by our children. And tomorrow I look forward to flying home, being with my two-year-old son, Boone, and taking him to Waterfront Park in downtown Charleston or Pitt Street Bridge, places, green spaces made possible by the Land Water Conservation Fund. Look forward to him passing those green spaces and more on to his children and the future generations to come. And at the end of the day, I think that's what we're all here for.
And just before she took a pen to formally enroll the passage of the Great American Outdoors Act, Speaker Nancy Pelosi echoed the sentiments of many.
Let me also acknowledge our friends in the environmental community and across the country who've taken an interest in all of this for a very, very long time. So with that now, and with great pride and excitement for not only Joe Cunningham's little baby, but this is what it's about, the future, our children, but for all of America's children.
Funds enacted by the Great American Outdoors Act should be available in the next fiscal year, which begins in October. For Living on Earth, I'm Paloma Beltrán.